Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This guy says, just want to say what's up, boys. I'm Tolo, and you guys are the best from Big Red in Frisco.
You don't like Big Red.
Man, if you want to tweet us something nice or something hateful, we don't care. Send it on AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. That's the same number that you're going to use in precisely an hour and a half as we're going to do a little tell us what you're thinking. Anything you want to talk about, whether it's Cowboys, Jets, or the topic we're going to get into here, and that is just how incredibly hectic this sports weekend is. I would say this, the rumors around town is that if someone is so inclined to want to watch NBA preseason basketball tonight, that the Luka-KP combo sounds like they're playing. So, you know, some people are like, I'm not going to turn that over if those guys aren't playing. Anything could change. You never know with old Rick, but it sounds like those boys are playing tonight. So if you want to flip it over and watch that on Fox Sports Southwest, or you're heading down to the AAC. And I don't know, have you guys seen, has the weekend plans been hampered by the weather we experienced this morning, or has that thing moved on out of the Metroplex?
My update on the weather, when I was looking at my models, and as you guys know, my models, you know, I take... the most consistent, but also I'm reaching out to a lot of different people when I'm reading my models.
Sources?
But my models tell me we're going to avoid any more rainfall.
Yes. But it stays chilly?
Tomorrow, looking at a high of 68.
Oh, perfect.
That's low great. At 53. Wind's going to be about 5. For instance, today, the winds can get up to about a 15-mile-per-hour wind out of the north, a little northerly gust.
Yeah. Look at that sweet American flag out there, boys, just flapping in the wind, so patriotic. Yeah, you got a little wind today, but you're not going to have it tomorrow.
You've been breaking a lot of wind. News.
Yeah. Sunny tomorrow as well. Now, Sunday's going to come at us with the high at 78, the low at 61, 10% chance of showers. And then we're going to get a little another severe weather front coming in next week, early in the week. We've got an 80% chance of rain on Tuesday, expecting thunderstorms.
Let's focus on
the
weekend, Kevin. Can you go back? What are we thinking at a 9:40 tee time on Sunday morning? We thinking it's going to be...
I think that will make you miss that Carolina-Tampa Bay game.
Yeah, well, that's what the highlights are for. But I'm really more concerned about tomorrow, Ben, because the slate of college football action is exceptional. Now, it's staggered to where you can just get intoxicated all day long off of college football. It's great news that the wind will not be around, that the sun will be shining. It won't be too cold, because Texas OU is happening right down that highway there, boys, right down there in Fair Park. In fact, God, I can see the Ferris wheel, so that must be the Cotton Bowl right there. So we're going to have fantastic weather for that game. Now, we talk about Pro Football Focus and their rankings. Have you guys ever paid attention to any of their college football player rankings?
Not really.
So
I saw today they ranked the quarterbacks.
Yes.
Oh.
Ellinger is 5th in the nation.
Nice.
According to Pro Football. And then Jalen Hurts is 2nd. I think Burroughs is number 1.
Really?
But so you have a college football game, a legendary rivalry right here in your backyard with two of the quarterbacks in college football that are playing the best. They're not necessarily the best quarterbacks, but two of the guys that are playing the best. And that game is really going to come down to, I think, can UT just hang offensively? Like, we know they're not going to slow down OU. That would have to be like OU with a bunch of turnovers or something. It's going to be whether or not UT can keep up offensively in this game, but that's going to be a shootout.
I like the idea of Texas. I mean, Texas did this last year already when they beat them, and really in the Big 12 championship game, they were able to, it's hard to cover those guys. Mm-hmm. It's hard to cover the Lincoln Riley offense, but Texas is a more physical team. And that's why, you know, there's been good trash talk, and there's been the Texas offensive lineman saying, I'm not too worried about the offensive, the Oklahoma defensive line. Now, Oklahoma's both offensive tackles are hurt, and that could be a problem as well. So I think Texas is a more physical team. I just think the nature of how this works is whatever happens tomorrow, and I think we get a close game. A 10-point line seemed like a lot to me.
It does, too.
We get a close game, and I think the other team wins in the Big 12 championship game.
Okay, so listen to this. Ben and I are getting up at like 6 in the morning. and we're going to a parking lot over by Berkner High School, and we're getting in cars, and we're riding around in a parade before this ceremony, which we're honored, and we think it's great, but I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I'd be probably standing there on that podium thinking about the Texas OU game. So normally I would just record the game and then watch it right after, but hell, there's the Alabama A&M game, there's the Florida LSU game. I know Ben and I are going to head down to Salina Oktoberfest. There's a lot going on. Are you actually going to tape the Texas OU game, or are you just going to rely on highlights and stuff?
I'm going to tape it. I'm going to go back and watch it with my sons. My sons are way into it because their uncles are pressuring them to go to Texas.
right. That's good.
Both my brothers went to Texas. I was a black sheep, couldn't get in. And so, which is good because it's a motivator. I think you have to be in the top 0.0008% to get into Texas now.
I wouldn't have gotten in under the current standards.
And so it's a good way, especially with my older son who's about to turn 14, just to make sure that he's getting the best humanly possible grades. Mm-hmm. Every time he wants to come talk to me about Texas, I'm like, all right, man, are you averaging a 100 and everything?
Right.
And they're all pre-AP classes.
Right.
Okay, good. You got a shot. It's a long shot, but you got a shot. So we'll go back and watch that game together. But dude, I'm not going to be thinking about that game while we're on that podium on that stage.
I want Ellinger to shine.
I am going to be thinking, what a miracle it is that we're getting honored by our high school. I mean, seriously, we've mentioned this, but for my graduation, I didn't know if I graduated or not. We had this rule where you could, it was a rule they tried for 1 year where you could miss as many days your senior year or in high school as possible. As long as they were excused absences.
Right.
And once we figured that out, we knew how to get out of, to forge the excuses or whatever. And so we missed 70 days our senior year. Skin still graduated with honors, missing 70 days.
Doesn't look good for Berkner.
I graduated with a 69.5.
Nice.
And so it came down to
1% off.
It came down to one class, which the teacher loved me and she was my closest ally. But I had a 69 in that class, and that would have determined if I didn't pass. And so
that's why you passed.
And so she didn't turn my name in as being one of the and so basically I'm getting ready to go to graduation, and my older brother finds out that I'm nervous. He's like, "Why? I don't understand. Why are you nervous?" I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go. He's like, "I don't understand." And he's grilling me. He's grilling me going, "Why don't you understand? I don't know. Why don't you know?"
Hold on. Just so our listeners know, this is the same brother that was pushing the whole red Solo cup. Yes. Is the gravy going to set it off? He is certainly an instigator.
And meanwhile, I don't have any clothes to wear to graduation. I haven't prepared for it. I haven't thought about it. I'm borrowing one of my dad's dress shirts. And it's a total chaos as I'm getting ready to go. And he sniffs out that I'm nervous and sweating bullets because I may not have graduated. The whole family's getting ready to go to Moody Coliseum?
Yeah.
And they don't know if I'm going to graduate or not. And so, they're about to find out that I don't know. And so my brother gets it out of me that I don't know. It could go either way. And so he goes, "Dad! Dad! Benji doesn't know if he's graduating or not. He doesn't know. Dad, check this out." And my dad was like, "My dad was like, what? What?" And so my dad, I don't think he went. I think he was like, "Well, I'm not going."
I think that makes graduation even more interesting.
It makes it suspenseful. It's like, you don't want to
we'll
know.
Find out.
You're staying off Twitter because you don't want to know what happens in El Camino.
Don't want to know.
I didn't know if I was going to graduate. And so I go up and down the halls and I'm going through the R's at Moody Coliseum looking for Rogers. And I find the R's and I'm not on there. And I'm like, "Oh my God, she failed me. I can't believe that. I thought she was so cool." And I turn around and she's there with her arms crossed. And I hadn't noticed her. She was waiting there for me. She goes, "Oh, you're not having trouble finding your name, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah. What happened? I thought I was good to go. I did that assignment or whatever." She goes, "Yeah, you had a 69.5.
Nice.
I go, "Well, doesn't that round up?" She's like,
"I like it when it rounds down."
She goes, "You're lucky. I gave you the 70. I was like, "Oh, thank you. Thank you." And I gave her a hug and she goes, "Let this be a lesson." And that I forgot the lesson.
Are you going to thank her?
What was the lesson and how's she doing now?
I stopped listening when she said you got the 70. So I did graduate. So I was like, "Dad, where are you?" Well, I never questioned it. So for us to be honored by our high school, I mean, it's beyond a miracle. I'm not going to be thinking about Texas OU.
Are you going to thank her Tom Sula style?
that'd be a great idea.
I'm probably during the ceremony going to be streaming El Camino. Have you guys decided yet how you're going to watch the Breaking Bad movie? Because KT has stopped using Twitter because he doesn't want to find out. The El Camino's out, right? It came out last night.
Yeah. I think it came out, yeah.
Came out at 2 a.m. this
morning. One guy tweeted me, and his first line that he tweeted said, "Hey, I saw El Camino," and then he had more to the tweet, and I moved my eyes. Him? I moved my eyes before I saw it, so still nothing.
Ben, how are you going to work in El Camino? Are you going to wait till next week?
Man, it's going to be tough.
Hard on a Sunday to do it, man.
It's going
to
be tough. You know, I could squeeze it in late tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I could squeeze it in late tonight. Because I'm dying to see it. But honestly, I really need to go back and watch Breaking Bad to be reminded.
You're going to squeeze in 8 seasons of Breaking Bad or whatever?
I should just put it off.
2.5-minute thing? Oh,
I found the window. Sunday night.
I should just put it off and not watch it until I've rewatched, like, maybe the last season of Breaking Bad. I have a hard time remembering what happened last week on Succession.
I think to your point, the last season of Breaking Bad was just 8 episodes, right? Or was it 6?
On Netflix, it's 16.
Oh, they group it all together?
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
But it was done in an 8, and then 8 a few months later.
I think if you watch the final 8 episodes...
Just watch the last one, because it's picking up right for how the last episode ended. So if you watch the last episode, I think you're fine.
You'll still forget
some of the things.
I remember there's a big shootout, and Jesse's been in a cage, and Walt's got to go get him.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, we've all seen it. And then Walt dies. We think he dies, and then they play Blue Heaven or some mm-hmm. song. What'd they play?
Played
Magic Blue Persuasion.
Something finger song.
Sir.
Blue...
Why do you say Sunday night? What's the Sunday night game?
Steelers and Chargers.
Oh, dude, that's your window, Ben.
Yeah, Sunday night's the
Sunday
night.
Sunday night, El Camino is the night.
I also, you need to go see Joker, too, Ben.
Oh, I'm dying to see that. Maybe I'll go see that tonight. I'm. It's easier to go see that because I don't have to watch 8 seasons to be caught up.
Oh no, you need to watch every Batman movie ever made.
Watch Gotham.
But I am. I guess power ranking the things I'm excited about this weekend outside of our own personal stuff we're doing. It's Cowboys number 1. I want to see the Cowboys beat the hell out of the Jets. And then number 2, it's Texas OU.
Yep.
And then beyond that, there's a bunch of awesome candidates for number 3.
Ole Miss, Mizzou.
No.
Okay.
I think I'm just as interested in LSU Florida as I am Texas OU, because I've really bought into this idea that LSU can win the national championship.
I am until the first quarter's over and LSU's winning by 2 touchdowns.
Okay, think Florida? Florida's going to hang.
I have a new...
It's at Florida,
I have
homie.
A new perception of Florida after watching that hour-long HBO thing.
Don't be swayed by reality television.
What about Bama A&M?
I'm not interested in that.
Is it going to be a total annihilation?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
but
I don't know Alabama. Okay, Alabama hasn't played anyone yet.
No, you're right.
So going into Caulfield,
and after this week, they won't have played anybody either.
Going into Caulfield, that said about Clemson and Kellen Mond, just he sucked that game.
So, but he'll gear it up for the Alabama.
No, that's what
game.
I'm saying. Yeah. This is not going to be a very good game.
No, no.
But I think El Camino though is more of the essence, because that's something that you got to get to now.
Just
like Joker, it's going to be very hard to explain to you what happens in Joker. This is just an extension of the story that we were so locked into for years of Breaking Bad. There's a little urgency to see El Camino.
Are you seeing it Saturday night in the theater?
I'm seeing it in the theater Saturday night.
Which one?
It's a draft house.
Which part of town?
On Northwest Highway.
Okay. What time is the movie?
I don't really need to be giving
out
my
whereabouts.
With?
No. Who are you going with? Where will you park in the parking lot?
I'm going alone.
Will you be carrying a bag of money?
No, and I'm sitting in row D.
How dark is that? He's going alone?
D3.
Oh, yeah. You're always looking for...
In honor of Mighty Ducks 3.
Yep.
You can get this D3. All right, coming up next, we'll get the breakdown from Broadus right here on 105.3 The Fan.